The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 12, Text number 3, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on October 29th, 2012, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Drishva Papiyasim Shrishtim Na Atmanam Bahu Amanyata Bhagavat Jhana Putena Manasa Anyam Tata Asrijat Drishtva papiyasim drishtim Natmanam bahyamanyata Bhagavadhyanaputena Manasanyam tato srijat Drishtva papiyasim shrishtim Natmanam bahvamanyata Bhagavadhyanaputena Manasanyam tato svijat Drishtva by seeing. Papiyasim sinful Shrishtim creation
radiation's process
did not. Atmanam unto himself
Sevi.
Bahu much pleasure
Dauds priyaka
Amanyata felt
Yuta
Bhagavat on the personality of Godhead Jhana meditation Putena purified by that Manasa by such a mentality Anyam another
Cito.
Tata thereafter
Petsam.
Asrijat created
Radhiya.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Seeing such a misleading creation, as a sinful task, Brahma did not feel much pleasure in his activity, and therefore he purified himself by meditation on the personality of Godhead. Then he began another term of creation, purport. Although he created the different influences of nations, Lord Brahma was not satisfied in performing such a thankless task, but he had to do it because most of the conditioned souls wanted it to be so. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15 that he is present in everyone's heart and is helping everyone to either remember or forget him. The question may be raised, why the Lord who is all-merciful helps one to remember and another to forget? Actually, his mercy is not exhibited in partiality towards one and enmity towards another. The living entity is part and parcel of the Lord, is partially independent because he partially possesses all the qualities of the Lord. Anyone who has some independence may sometimes misuse it due to ignorance. When the living entity prefers to misuse his independence and glide down towards nescience, the all-merciful Lord first of all tries to protect him from the trap. But when the living entity persists in gliding down to hell, the Lord helps him to forget his real position. The Lord helps the falling living entity glide down to the lowest point just to give him the chance to see if he is happy by misusing his independence. Almost all the conditioned souls who are rotting in the material world are misusing their independence, and therefore, five kinds of nescience are imposed upon them. As an obedient servitor of the Lord, Brahma creates all these as a matter of necessity, but he is not happy in doing so because a devotee of the Lord naturally does not like to see anyone falling down from his real position. Persons who do not care for the path of realization get full facilities from the Lord for executing their proclivities to the fullest extent, and Brahma helps in that procedure without fail.
Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Bhadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine.
Well, if it wasn't for Prabhupada, we wouldn't know anything. Therefore, we pray to Srila Prabhupada. Om Agyanatim Arandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. I was in the darkness of ignorance. But my spiritual master has come to me with the shining torchlight of knowledge.
Bet mans garīgais skolotājs nāk pie manis ar zināšanu labu.
With which he is forcing my eyes open.
Ar kuras palīdzību viņš piespiež manas acis atvērties.
This is a very, very important purport.
Šis ir ļoti svarīgs skaidrojums.
Describing how the living entity falls down.
Kas izskaidro, kā dzīvā būtne krīt.
And what he undergoes once he falls down.
Un kam tai ir jāiziet cauri, tad, kad tā ir kritusi.
On my e-course, many people write me questions.
Manā e-kursā daudz cilvēku uzdod man jautājumus.
And one of the most popular questions I get is, how is it possible we could fall down?
Un viens no populārākajiem jautājumiem, kādēļ tas ir iespējams, ka mēs esam krituši.
People try to argue it's not possible that one could fall down. They try to blame Krishna, that there's some defect in his creation, that I, because of Krishna's defect, therefore I fell down. Instead of taking the responsibility on their own shoulders, it was my foolishness. They try to argue that there's a flaw in Krishna's creation. How effective is that argument in delivering one from nescience? If I'm a criminal and I say, well, it's the government's fault, will that help me to overcome my criminal mentality? The answer is no, it will not. When I admit, actually, it was my own foolishness. I had the freedom to be a law-abiding citizen or to be a criminal, and I foolishly chose the path of criminality. So the point is this: you want to get out of this material world? You take the blame on your own shoulders for the foolish position you're in right now.
Jums ir jāuzņemās atbildība par to situāciju, kurā muļķības dēļ jūs esat šobrīd.
Don't try to blame Krishna.
Nemēģiniet vainot Krishna.
You take the blame.
Jums ir jāvaino sevi.
And by doing that, then you can become empowered by Guru and Krishna to reconcile your fallen position.
Un tad to atzīstot un tā rīkojoties, jūs saņemsiet spēju no Guru un Krishnas izlabot šo te savu stāvokli.
Prabhupada clearly states here how the living entity can fall down.
Un Prabhupada skaidri šeit pasaka, kā dzīvā būtne krīt.
Because the living entity is part and parcel of Krishna.
Tāpēc, ka dzīvā būtne ir daļiņa no Krishnas.
Because Krishna has unlimited independence.
Krishnam, tāpēc, ka Krishnam ir neierobežota neatkarība.
The living entity therefore also possesses independence, but I'm a new quantity of independence.
Tāpēc dzīvējie būtnē arī neatkarība, bet ļoti neliela.
So if you have independence, is it possible to misuse it?
Un ja jums ir neatkarība, vai tev ir iespējams to nepareizi izmantot?
It has to be.
Tai ir jābūt.
Otherwise you don't have independence.
Jo savādāk jums nav neatkarības.
Is it? They say, why doesn't Krishna just take away our independence so we can't leave the spiritual world?
Tad jautājums varētu būt, bet kāpēc Krishna nevarētu mums atņemt mūsu neatkarību, kā tad mēs nevarētu pamest garīgo pasauli.
You see? Why the parents just don't chain their children to their bed so they can never go out and do something wrong in the world?
Kāpēc vecāki nepieķēdē savus bērnus pie gultas, lai tie neizskrien ārā no mājas un neizdara kāds muļķības?
My dear son, we love you, your mother and father, we love you so much that we're going to chain you to your, we're going to handcuff you to your bed. So you never get in trouble. You'll never smoke cigarettes. You'll never get drunk. You never mess around with girls or boys. You'll be completely free from sin. We're just going to chain you to your bed. You see? Now, what sort of psychology would that child have? Would he have a wonderful loving feeling for his parents? That you have freed me from cigarettes and fornication and intoxication by chaining me to the bed?
Fornication.
Illicit
sex. Mm-hmm.
No, that child would be like an animal. He's like a captivated animal in a cage. He won't know how to have loving exchange with his parents, you see. So the point is that there has to be freedom for love to exist between God and the living entity. God has to give the living entity the free choice to love him or to leave him. That's the point. In other words, free will exists so that true love can exist. And if we misuse it, Krishna first of all tries to convince us, no, no, don't do this, this is not good. Don't try to enjoy separately from me. You won't be happy if you do that. Don't try that. Don't try it. But no, I want to do it. I want to be independent. He says, all right, if you're so stubbornly wanting to be independent, okay, go ahead and give it a shot. And I will give you full facility to try every conceivable way to be happy and separated from me. I will give you 8,400,000 different types of ways that you can try to enjoy being separate from me. Why so many species? Why not just 5 or 6? Why 8,400,000 different species? Krishna wants to make sure that we completely get this idea of enjoying separately totally out of our system. That we can fail 8,400,000 times to enjoy being separately from Krishna.
Mēs varam 8,400,000 reižu negūt panākumus, cenšoties baudīt atšķirtībā no Krišnas.
And if you're still not convinced, after 8,400,000 failures to enjoy this material world,
un, ja izgāžoties 8,400,000 reižu, jūs joprojām vēl nesat pārliecināti,
then you can loop the loop again.
Tad jūs atkal varat sākt visu no sākuma.
And if you're still not convinced, you can loop the 8,400,000 again. And again, and again, and again, millions and billions of times going through the 8,400,000 species. Until finally you come to your senses. And you realize, this is insane. What am I doing here? This is crazy. This is absolute madness. What am I doing here trying to enjoy separately from Krishna? So this is Krishna's kindness. And Brahma has to facilitate us. That's his job, his duty, you see.
On Brahma's pienākums ir nodrošināt mums visu nepieciešamo.
It's like there's some architectural company, you see.
Tas ir tā kā kāda arhitektūras kompānija.
There, the owner is religious. He loves building churches.
Tas īpašnieks ir religios, viņam patīk būvēt baznīcas.
He builds beautiful cathedrals. Beautiful temples. Beautiful synagogues. Amazing mosques. He loves building buildings to glorify the Lord. But the government says, we need a prison now. We need you to build a prison. A high security prison for terrorists. You have to make cells that they can never get out of. So does he enjoy doing them? No, it's an austerity for him. But the government, somebody has to do it. And the government needs it to be done, so what can he do? So in the same way, Brahmanji has to make all these different illusions of this material existence. Because we want it to be an illusion, Krishna arranged through Brahmanji to give us the facility to be an illusion. Just so we could come to the realization, what a damn stupid mistake I made.
tikai tāpēc, lai gal galā mēs nonāktu pie izpratnes, kādu nolāpītu stulbību mēs esam veikuši.
Now it's time to stop being such a foolish ass. Ašol.
Un ir laiks pienācis būt pārtraukšiem stulbiem ezoriem.
And become a human, a true human being. Vidja, twice born, you see.
Patiesu cilvēcisko būtni.
You're taking shelter of Guru and Krishna. I've got to get out of this place. This is crazy. What am I doing here? Misidentifying with flesh, with flesh, blood, mucus, bile and urine and stool.
Kādu gan aprobežotību es šeit, ko gan es šeit daru, identificējot sevi šo ķermeni, kas sastāv no miesas, asinis.
Doesn't make any sense.
Kā tur visi kā?
What in the world am I doing in this damn place?
Ko gan es daru šajā nolāpītajā vietā?
You see? Yeah, the living humanity has to come to this realization.
Un dzīvēja būtne ir jānonāk pie šīs izpratnes.
And then we can get out.
Un tad tā tiks ārā.
You can have a bona fide spiritual master. He can chant the holy mantra. He can take the holy prasad. In this way he can become holy, holy. Holy means fully. Yes, in English. And it's spelled differently, but pronounced the same. Holy. Are fully holy.
Yeah.
So, are there any questions? Namadam.
What
is the perfection of relationships between the disciple and the spiritual master and Krishna?
What is the perfection of the guru disciple Krishna relationship?
Yeah.
Of course, the ultimate perfection is because to attain prema. To be reinstated in your eternal svarupa with Krishna. To, you know, to wake up on the bank of the Jamuna, you know, there's Krishna and there's your spiritual master and you're back in the original Goloka Lila. That's the ultimate perfection.
Pamosties Jamunas krastā un tur ir garīgais skolotājs ar Krishna un būt atkal uz Golokas sākotnējā Krishna sfērā.
To be able to see what Mother Yasoda packed in Krishna's lunch bag this morning.
Atgūt iespēju redzēt, ko Māma Yasoda ir iepakojusi Krishnam tajā pusdienas somā šodien.
That's when you've really got the perfection, you see. But now in the sadhana stage, what is the perfection? When you accept the order of your spiritual master as your life and soul, when you worship, you keep his orders completely, tightly embraced within your heart of hearts, worshipping them.
Kad jūs pielūdzat viņa norādījumus savā sirdī.
On the level of sadhana bhakti, that is the perfection.
Un sadhana bhakti līmenī, tas ir tā ir pilnība.
Because that brings you into direct contact with Guru at every second and direct contact with Krishna at every second.
Tāpēc, ka tas katru mirkli nodrošina jums tieši kontaktu ar Guru un tieši kontaktu ar Krishna.
So that's the level you have to strive for now, you see. And by doing that, then you will come to the ultimate level of being back in Krishna's best times. In due course of time. After you've become completely purified, free of all the dirt in your heart. Question next. Yes?
Скажите, пожалуйста, через многие миллионы жизней живое существо иногда приобретает очень сильное желание наконец-то постичь абсолютную истину. И вот этим желанием нужно заплатить для того, чтобы это достичь. Кому платить? И бывает иногда такое, что люди, которые начинают помогать себе твой путь, когда сворачивают и все-таки говорят, что ты все равно должна постараться быть счастливой в этом материальном мире. Вот как к этому всему относиться? Причем я считаю, что это невозможно здесь быть счастливым.
Я упустил середине. Душа желает, и там...
Да, приобретать желание, да, очень сильно, постичь абсолютную истину, заплатить этим желанием, кому платить?
Заплатить этим желанием?
Ну да, чтобы достичь совершенства своей жизни, достичь абсолютной истины, этим желанием нужно заплатить.
Хорошо, и вопрос?
И вопрос такой, кому платить?
Ir pareizi sapratu, tad pēc miljoniem dzīvju dvēseli iegūst šo te vēlmi apzināties augstāko patiesību, un ar šo te vēlmi apzināties augstāko patiesību, tā ir tā samaksa, un tad jautājums, kam ar šo vēlmi ir jāsamaksā. Еще упомянули, что есть люди, которые...
Да, есть люди, которые были в начале моего пути, но они куда-то свернули и все-таки говорят, что ты все равно должна постараться быть счастливой в этом мире, найти везде счастье.
I'll try to translate this. After millions and millions of lifetimes, finally, the soul achieves this idea that she soul wants to achieve the ultimate truth. And as I understand, this desire to achieve the ultimate truth, the desire is kind of a price, one should pay to...
Yes.
To achieve this.
Lalyam, greed for Krishna Bhakti.
And the question is, whom should I pay with this greed? Who it is that person I should pay that price? Because some people who encouraged me to move forward on this pathway, they have deviated from the path. Yeah. But still they say you should reach the level that you are happy in this material world, although I believe that it is impossible to be happy in this.
You're right. Can't be happy in the material world.
Jums ir taisnība, jūs nevarat būt laimīgi šajā materiālajā pasaulē.
So, that's a fact. This is a shloka by Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami shloka.
Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kato palabhyate tattala yang api muyum ekalam janma koti sukritaya nalabhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lifetimes.
Nav sasniedzama, pat veicot darbības skaidrībā miljoniem un miljoniem dzīvi.
It can be achieved only by paying one price.
To sasniegt, samaksājot tikai vienu cenu.
Lalyam, intense greed to obtain it.
Intensīvu vēlmi to iegūt.
If it is available somewhere,
ja tas ir kaut kur iespējams,
you must purchase it without delay.
Jums tā ir jāiegādājas, jānopērk bez kamīšanas.
So your question is excellent question.
Jūs jautājums ir excellence.
Where do I go to purchase it?
Kur gan es varu iet, lai to iegādātos?
Who do I purchase it from?
No kā es to pērku?
That is the bona fide spiritual master.
Un tas ir paties garīgais skolotājs.
Actually, it is originally offered by Lord Nityananda.
Un sākotnēji to piedāvāja kungs Nityananda.
It is called Namahat.
Un to sauc Namahat.
The marketplace of the holy name.
Un tas ir svētā vārta tirgus laukums.
There's a place in Mayapur called Sirabhi Kunj.
Mayapurā ir vieta, kas saucās
Surabhi Kunj. 500 years ago, Lord Nityananda began this Namahat at that place, Surabhi Kunj.
Un šajā vietā 500 gadu atpakaļ kungs Nityananda iesāka
Actually, there's a wonderful song about this by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bodo sukher khabar gai, bodo sukher khabar gai, bodo sukher khabar gai, bodo sukher khabar gai. Surabhi kunjete namer hat kuleche, surabhi namer hat kuleche, korni tai. So, if you go to Lord Nityananda, or to his representative, who is the bona fide guru, and you come with the your hands full of greed, then from the bona fide spiritual master, you can obtain this rarest of all gems. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. Krishna consciousness. Simply you must be very greedy. And you approach the spiritual master. As described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 4. Text number 34. Tadvidi pranipatena paripashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanas jnaninas tadvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So come with your heart full of greed. Inquire from the Guru, bow down to Guru, serve Guru, and you will achieve your desired Krishna consciousness.
Piedāvājiet savus cieņas apliecinājumus guru, jautājiet guru, kalpojiet guru, un viņš jums dos visu.
Next question.
So, Krishna is not at fault for our trouble, but sometimes we are convinced that it's others who are at fault. So what would be the healthy way of looking at this?
I didn't hear the first.
Krishna vajadzētu vainot par mūsu problēmām, bet dažreiz mēs domājam, ka citi ir cēlums mūsu problēmām, un tad kā būtu pareizi uz to skatīties? Because seeing others as the fault for troubles, is that an illusion? Is that always an illusion?
The question is, although we shouldn't blame Krishna for our problems, but how about blaming others? Is it that in all situations we shouldn't blame others for our problems?
It's all your fault. If you were born in the association of people who discouraged you to practice Krishna consciousness, that's your own karma.
Ja jūs esat piedzimis ar cilvēkiem, kas neiedvesmo vai attur jūs no Krišnas apziņas praktizēšanas, tā ir jūsu karma.
My parents didn't encourage me, so it's their fault.
Mani vecāki neiedrošina mani, tā ir viņu vaina.
But you wanted such parents. By your karma, you attained such parents.
Bet caur savu karmu jūs esat saņēmuši tādus vecākus.
So it all comes back to you,
visu
sir.
Problēma atgriežas pie jums, jūs esat.
So whenever I begin to think that way, I should refer to this, that this is my own karma, and stick with this thought.
Should I always think that this is my karma and stick with this thought?
You got yourself into your own predicament. Nobody else got you into it. You got yourself into your current predicament. No one else is to blame except for you. That's the point.
Well, Būtība ir tāda, ka jūs pats esat radījis tos apstākļus, kuros jūs šobrīd esat, un jūs
vainot ar to. And therefore only you can get yourself out of it.
Un tāpēc tikai jūs varat no tiem apstākļiem sevi dabūt ārā.
I can't surrender you to Krishna.
Es nevaru jūsu vietā nodoties Krishnam.
Only you can surrender you to Krishna.
Vienīgi jūs varat uzticēt sevi Krishnam.
So now you do what you like.
Tātad jums ir jādara tas, kas jums jādara.
Next question.
Krishna, скажите, пожалуйста, какую роль в жизни человека может сыграть божество низшего ранга, если все это Кришна, а человек хочет осознаться, но не может. Ну или не получается, если ему, скажем,
Я не понял осознаться. Я не понял последнюю часть.
Но человек неосознан. Но он верит в то, что Бог — верховная личность. Но как устроен мир, как устроена Вселенная, нет проблем. И в его жизни происходит...
А что вы имеете под понятием низшие божества?
Ну, если все божества, все Кришна.
Если все божества, да, то... Что, назовите одно, чтобы понять, вы говорите о полубогах или о ком вы говорите?
Человек может стать преданным, если он...
Осознается
через
полбога. Окей. Okay. Тогда вопрос есть, вы ar padīva palīdzību cilvēks var kļūt par baktu. Ja viss ir Krishna, vai ar padīva palīdzību cilvēks var kļūt par baktu. The question is, if everything is Krishna, then it means that demigods also are connected with Krishna. So, can one become a devotee with the help of demigods?
Can one become a devotee with the help of the demigod? Actually, if one is very serious to become a devotee, he can be helped by somebody and through so many means.
Patiesībā, ja cilvēks vēlas kļūt par bhakti ļoti nopietni, tad palīdzība viņam var nākt dažādos veidos.
Krishna can engage the demigods to help you, he can engage an ordinary person of this world to help you.
Viņš, Krišna, var iesaistīt padievu jums palīdzībā, viņš var iesaistīt parasti cilvēkus no šīs pasaules jums palīdzībā.
Just like I was looking for how to become self-realized.
Tā kā, piemēram, es meklēju iespēju, kā apzināties sevi.
I had tried so many techniques that were a failure.
Un es izmēģināju dažādas tehnikas, un tās izgāzās.
But then some friend of mine, who was not a devotee, his name was Patrick Dolan.
Bet tad kāds mans draugs, kurš nebija bākta, viņu vārds bija Patriks Dolans.
He introduced me to the Hare Krishna mantra. So Krishna can use anybody to help you become Krishna conscious.
Krishna var izmantot ikvien, lai palīdzētu jums, ja būtu Krishnas apziņa.
A demigod, an ordinary person of this world, anyone.
Padievu, parastu šīs pasaules cilvēši.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were talking about independence, when we talk about independence and Krishna instructs us, then if we want to go to his Krishna, then we go through the, don't we go through the path that he instructs, or we want to invent?
Do we do? Don't we do what?
When he is instructing us, go this way, then we do, should we invent our own path?
Oh, okay.
Jautājums ir, bet ja Krišna ir devis mums noteikti ceļu, kā mēs varam atgriezties pie viņa, vai mums vajag izdomāt pašiem savu ceļu?
Well, I think I'll pray to the demigods to help me become Krishna conscious. One could think. One may think, well, I'll ask the demigods to help me become Krishna conscious.
Kāds var domāt? Oh, es lūkšos padievus, lai viņi man palīdz iegūt Krishnas apziņu.
Don't concoct your own system.
Neizdomāj pats savu sistēmu.
Follow the standard system given in Prabhupada's books.
sekojiet standarta sistēmai, kas ir ļoti Prabhupādas grāmatās.
I can guarantee you, if you try to invent your own system of how to become Krishna conscious, you will be a spiritual failure. I guarantee you.
Ja jūs mēģināsiet izdomāt paši savu sistēmu, kā iegūt Krišnas apziņu, jūs cietīsiet neveiksmi.
Follow the standard formula given in the books of Srila Prabhupada.
Sekojiet standarta formulām, kas ir dotas Prabhupādas grāmatās.
And then you'll become Paramahamsa.
Tad jūs kļūsiet Paramahamsa.
You become a fully self-realized soul.
Jūs pilnībā kļūsiet par dvēseli, kas pilnībā ir apzinājusies.
Next question.
Jautājums, kāpēc dievības viņas godi pēc to rokas augšā? Dažreiz ir dievība gorangas, kas tur vienu roku augšā ir dzirdēts, ka viņa finankas vienu roku tur augšā. Kāpēc tas tā ir?
Why is it that deities are keeping their hands up? Because I have seen that sometimes just one hand is raised up and sometimes the hands are not.
That is called dancing. Next question. Okay, but sometimes they're like this. It is dancing. There's different dancing poses. Sometimes deities are this way, sometimes this way. They are dancing. That's the point.
That's another pose is this. That here, take it. I'm getting Krishna's message.
Ah, good point. There is a good answer too. Yeah, thank you.
Dažkārt Mataji rādīja viena roku uz augšu un tā simbolizē lūk Krišna žēlistību. Paņemiet to.
Okay.
Nā, otru vienu augšu, jā, vienu uz augšu, un ar otru dod, jā, tātad.
Харам, скажите, пожалуйста, вот в тексте сказано, в комментарии сказано, что если мы хотим забыть Кришну, он нам поможет. Так же, как если мы хотим помнить его, он также нам поможет. Но как обратиться к Кришне, о том, чтобы он нам помог помнить его? Каким образом мы должны это сделать так, чтобы он услышал нас и ответил нам?
Kādā veidā mums vērsties pie Krišnas, lai viņš palīdzētu mums atcerēties viņu, jo komentārā ir teikts, ka viņš palīdz atcerēties tam, kas to vēlās. What is the proper way to approach Krishna that he helps us to remember him? Because in the commentary, in the purport, it was said that Krishna helps either to remember him or to forget him. What's the proper way to approach him?
So how do you get Krishna to help you?
Yeah.
You have to beg him.
Jums ir jālūz viņš.
My dear Krishna, please help me always remember you.
Dargais Krishna, palīdz man vienmēr atcerēties tevi.
Please bless me, I will never forget you.
Lūdzu, dod man svētību, ka es nekad tevi neaizmirstu.
Sincerely beg Krishna to help you, and he will.
Patiesi, lūdzieties Krishna, viņš palīdzēs.
Krishna loves you more than you can even begin to imagine. You are very, very, very dear to the Lord. He wants you back in his eternal pastimes. So if you make that endeavor to remember him and to give up nonsense, he will, and you beg for his help, he will give you all facility. Officially, our time is now up. And I've been instructed not to go over time. So if you have any further questions, bring them tonight at 6 o'clock. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
His grace, Srimad Sankarshan Dasatikari Maharaj ki
jai. Hare Krishna.